You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I've got a bad case of loving you. Ooh, I know, I need singing lessons. Sorry, y'all. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, there is a drug that is showing some promise in early Alzheimer's patients. Come on, guys. You got to move on this. Move on this. They need to hurry, these scientists, but there is some good news when it comes to possibly treating Alzheimer's. We need to talk about this. I'm excited. Also, we need to talk about what's going on in Japan. Apparently, they're starting to already notice this quickly after the Fukushima nuclear disaster and a tsunami that hit earlier this year. In Japan, they're already starting to see thyroid issues and children undergoing some hormonal imbalances. So they're already starting to screen Fukushima children. We're going to talk about that. Also, I want to talk about this back and forth that's going on with the PSA test. The U.S. Preventive Task Force is saying it isn't recommended. I'll give them something to recommend. I can't stand when they try to talk us out of doing tests to screen for cancer. Don't recommend it on yourselves, but for the rest of us, let us, you know, get the test if we want to. Also, just to recap some of today's medical highlights, they're now saying vitamins may increase death, cardiovascular, or cancer risk in older women, which I think is a crock, but we need to talk about that. We also talk about Halloween is coming up. Ooh, spooky. We got the ghouls. We got the goblins. But unfortunately, it's one of the deadliest time for children in terms of car accidents and eye trauma. So we need to talk about that and make sure our little babies are going to be okay. You know, my kids, they just don't even listen to me on Halloween. I don't exist. In fact, I'm a nuisance. They want to get as far away from me as possible. And they, when they trick-or-treat, you're supposed to trick-or-treat. I mean, when I used to trick-or-treat as a kid, I would trick-or-treat on one side of the street. Then when my mommy and daddy said it was okay to cross the street, and then I hit all the houses on the other side. Uh-uh. My kids zigzag back and forth across the street with their friends. And it's whatever their friends say. Okay, if their friends say, let's run in front of this truck, they do it. And so I'm sitting there screaming. I'm the only mommy in the neighborhood screaming at the top of my lungs at my kids. And nobody listens to me, so I look like the mother from hell. And it's a scary time. So we need to talk about that. All right, but what is the most spooky and the most scary are your medical questions. No. Now, they're the best part of the show. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or we'll take your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. There are only two emails I haven't gotten to. I know I promised to get to every single one, either on air or writing back. I am down to two more, so don't think I forgot you. You two know who you are because you're probably my only two fans. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay. Now, for some of you that are really, really looking for disability and really looking for a medical disease or issue such that you can hopefully get out of work, there's something now called text neck. Yes, this is a very new condition, and it's on the rise in the U.K., apparently, right? And I don't know how many people are afflicted with it in the U.S., but this is called text neck, where those of us that are spending hours upon hours hunched over our smartphones texting, our neck is flexed, and you end up getting trapezial muscle strain and sternocleidomastoid strain, which are muscles involving the neck, and it can cause arthritic damage of the neck. Becomes painful, it's a repetitive strain injury, and yep, I bet a bunch of you all can get disability on this one. Now here's the thing. I do think the smartphones, even though they're smart, are pretty stupid from a medical or ergonomic perspective. I think you get eye strain, mine gives me a headache, I think epileptics could possibly get a seizure from looking at all the flashing lights. But honestly, we cock our head a certain position, and a lot of us in the flexed extend is when you put your neck back. You see how my voice is leaving the microphone because I'm extended right now. I'm extended. Now I'm flexing. Now I'm flexing. You see? Flexing is where you move forward. Extending is when you move back. Flex, extend, flex. Remember in Sesame Street? Abierto, cerrado. Abierto, cerrado. Well, abierto is open, cerrado was closed. But anyway, all right, so text neck. All right, if you got it, go see a doctor for it. Hey, we could use the extra money in the medical profession. Let's go to the phone lines. We want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, my name's Richard. I had a question. Triglycerides. Mm-hmm. I've been told I haven't had triglycerides. And one thing that I've started doing is juicing maybe about a pound and a half of carrots. Gives me anywhere from 8 to about 12 ounces of carrot juice. And a nutritionist said that the amount of sugars in that much carrot juice may be causing the high triglycerides. So I just wanted to get your opinion. Thank you.
Oh, that's a great question. Okay. So you're juicing vegetables. And yes, there is sugar in carrots, absolutely. That's why carrots are one of the very few tolerable vegetables that we can eat, because there is some sugar to it. I gotta tell you, I have never seen a person who juiced and was very religious about their vegetables worsening their lipid panel. If you are a heavy drinker, drink a lot of alcohol. If you are heavy in your sugars and your fats, you'll increase your triglycerides, absolutely. But I would doubt that the carrot juice is causing it. An easy way to tell is stop the carrot juice for 2-3 weeks, check your triglycerides and see the percentage of drop. If it doesn't drop, then you know it's not the carrot juice. All right. Some doctors like to wait 3 months to check triglycerides. You'll be able to see a percentage of a drop in 2-3 weeks. So that's what you can do if you're really worried that the sugar content of the carrot juice or any vegetable juice you're doing. But I got to tell you, the fact that you're getting vegetables in you and you're juicing them. Now, if you're adding a quart of sugar to it, yeah, that's a problem. But if you're just, you know, eating the actual carrots, then my next question is what else in your diet could be raising your triglycerides? Is it genetic? Because a lot of us, we come from families where our triglycerides are 500, 1,000. So if you're floating around the 200s, that could just be a genetic aftermath and not the juicing. But great question. We'll talk a little bit more about this after the break. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I'm actually glad the previous call that we had asked about triglycerides because I wanted to talk about something that happened in the news today. And I keep getting asked, what the heck is the difference between cholesterol and triglycerides and what's good cholesterol? It's very confusing to a lot of us. Trust me, when I was in medical school, I was sitting there going, "Boo." You know, now, yes, I was kind of in the back of the class with my buddies, you know, joking and, you know, making fun of them. And we were playing the flip-off game, which I've, you know, taught you all how to do. Great game to do in medical school, the flip-off game. You get in trouble a lot. But then you miss the lecture on triglycerides and fats and good cholesterol. But don't worry, since medical school, I taught myself. And therefore, I can take care of patients. I can't tell you how much stuff I had to teach myself after medical school. But you know what? In medical school, you're half asleep all the time. You know, you were doing 36-hour shifts. Of course, you had to teach yourself later, you know, try to find the Cliff Notes version, right? The Cliff Notes version of the Hippocratic Oath. All right. So in news today, they were talking about raising good cholesterol can cut heart risk in diabetic patients, where we need to raise the good
cholesterol, the HDL. That's the good, strong cholesterol. And they found that people whose HDL levels rose had less chance of heart attack, at least a 4% reduction in the risk of hospitalization for heart disease and stroke for every 5 milligrams per deciliter rise. Now, some of you are going, well, my HDL is 30. Some of you are going, well, my HDL is 65. Okay, well, 30 to 65, that's a big difference. So they're saying for every 5 milligram increase of your HDL, milligram per deciliter, you have a 4% reduction in the risk of hospitalization. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something, and I don't want to jinx anybody, but I have never had a person in my practice with an HDL of 60 or higher have a heart attack. The HDL is so protective, and I'll explain what HDL is, because I know some of you are like, all right, I'm still confused about HDL and bad cholesterol, etc. Now, they say in this article, of course, half of all people with type 2 diabetes have low HDL levels. Again, it's the genetics. If you have diabetes, you are really, really behind the eight ball. But also, there's a lot of things environmentally you could do to make yourself diabetic. But diabetics, half of them have low HDL levels. And now, low is considered under 50. When I was in medical school, low would be under 40. Now they're saying under 50. So they really want your HDLs high. Okay? Now, how do you raise your HDL? And I'll tell you what HDL is in a second. But basically, you want to raise your good cholesterol. And raise your good cholesterol, exercise, 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 vegetables. When you lose weight, you raise your HDL. If you're a smoker, if you quit smoking, you could raise your HDL. Also, you could take like niacin, certain vitamin. Well, niacin is like a B vitamin. You could take that. Gem Fibrosilopid is a fibrate medication that we use for cholesterol, can raise your HDL. There are certain cholesterol medicines that can raise HDL. I've seen that with Crestor, actually, with some of my patients. I find fascinating, but raising your HDL is crucial. Okay, so basically, you have your triglycerides and you have your cholesterol. Cholesterol is something, A, your body makes, and your body wants to preserve if it's good, because cholesterol is used in cell walls, it's used in nerves. Cholesterol has a role in our bodies. If you have too much of it, yes, it could cause problems, but there is a role for cholesterol. Triglycerides is mostly from the food we eat and the fats, so your butter, margarines, oils. And the previous call before the break was asking, am I raising my triglyceride levels by juicing vegetables? True, there are sugar levels in vegetables, but again, your triglycerides you'll gain from the food you eat, which is why if you exercise, you burn those triglycerides off. In medical school, I had the lowest triglycerides in my class because I exercise like crazy. I just did. My triglycerides were in the 40s. Now, normal is below 150. All right? So you want your cholesterol. So why am I telling you this? Ooh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so healthy. That was when I was in medical school. Okay, I'm not telling you what my triglycerides are now. But exercising really burns those triglycerides off. Now, what we do see is people that are pre-diabetic. Remember I've told you all, if your triglycerides are high in your lipid panel, you got your cholesterol, then you got your triglycerides. If they're high, have your doctor check you for diabetes and watch you for diabetes, because a lot of people with high triglycerides eventually get diabetes. The body doesn't do well with the fat. Okay, now, your triglycerides and the cholesterol can't dissolve in your blood. So they get attached to a protein and they get carried. Now, one of these proteins that actually carries cholesterol is HDL. HDL is actually a protein package, whereas your LDL is usually loaded with cholesterol. So the more LDL you got is a sign of you having too much cholesterol. That's why when we talk about the good cholesterol and bad cholesterol is your LDL. We don't want that. In fact, cardiologists say, I don't even care if your normal cholesterol is good. If you got too much LDL, you're in trouble. And a lot of tests, I think the VAP, and the NMR, I mean, there are certain panels with LabCorp and Quest and certain labs that people use in different states will actually break up the LDL, right? Because some people, they really, really want to, you know, scrutinize the LDL. But the LDL is the bad kind. But your HDL is a protein package, like, that carries about 20 to 30% of your cholesterol. And what it does is HDL removes the cholesterol. It's like a garbage collector. It removes the cholesterol from your blood, returns it to the liver. The liver then converts the cholesterol into these bile acids, and bile acids also remove more cholesterol because they help cholesterol dissolve in the bile. Then you dump that out when you poop. So HDL is, like I said, it's like a scavenger, and it dumps the bad cholesterol. So that's why you want so much of this HDL. Now, pharmaceutical companies are salivating over the prospect of making an HDL pill. I believe, I don't know if it was Pfizer or AstraZeneca. I think it was Pfizer that might have tried to make an HDL pill, and it didn't make the cut through the FDA trials. But if you could package some form of HDL and people consume it, we could really solve our cholesterol problem for good. I mean, I don't care if it's in suppository form. I'll take a suppository. I'll take 5 suppositories a day if it's HDL, because I have not seen anybody have a heart attack in my practice who had good, strong HDL. Knock on wood, I don't want to jinx anybody, but that is how phenomenal HDL is. You know, some of my patients, they say, my doctor says I'll never die of a heart attack. And I go, how could he say that? He's not God. And then I take a look at their HDL, and they have an HDL of 107, and you're like, whew, oh, well, maybe he's onto something there. I got to tell you, if you could get good cholesterol. Now, here's a problem. A lot of us, we got hooked up with the wrong parents. Okay, you know how we say you can't choose your parents. A lot of us, I mean, in my family, we have cancer, we have diabetes, we have cholesterol, we have hemorrhoids, we have a large prostate, so I'm screwed. Not that I have a prostate, but I'm sure in my genes I'm going to develop one. And it's a little frightening because we have low HDL in our family. My HDL was probably one of the best in the family, but, you know, that's because, again, I exercise a lot. You know, now with 2 kids, and, you know, a sports bra that doesn't fit snugly, it's a little harder to do the extensive workouts that I used to do. I kind of trip on myself. But I'm getting there. I'm getting, you know, I'm working on my HDLs. But, you know, also as you age, you know, you seem to lose some of the ability to maintain your HDL. So exercise, niacin, which is one of the B vitamins, very important. Eating your vegetables, fiber to decrease the cholesterol, so whatever HDL you have doesn't have to work as hard. Because honestly, if you don't have good HDL, and, you know, some people, they just naturally have low HDL. That's just their genes. Then what we need to do is overcompensate by really knocking out your cholesterol and your bad LDL. Of course, the triglycerides don't help. So, you know, great question on the juicing. If you guys could juice and eat more vegetables, I think that's great. Of course, the higher the HDL, the less chance of heart disease with diabetes. And we know diabetics are behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. So make sure you get on that. But I hope that kind of cleared things up. To me, it made sense. Okay, to me, it made sense. To you all, you're probably like, you know, holding your pencil in the air going, what did she say? All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Roche, which is a company that I don't have stock in, I don't have stock in anything because, you know, I just haven't had any money to save yet, possibly found a drug that removed amyloid plaques from the brains of those with Alzheimer's diseases in a very small early stage study. Oh, this is great news, everybody. This is great news, okay? Because remember, Alzheimer's, you get these amyloid plaque builds up, and these plaque buildups are causing much of the dementia that we see with an Alzheimer's patient. So one suggestion was, well, let's stop the amyloid from building up, maybe blocking it in the liver, like they did that study earlier in the year with the mice. But another is, what if you already have an Alzheimer's patient? Can you remove the amyloid plaques? And this medication they found looks like was able to do it. Now, still, they are far away from having this, you know, even on the market. They, you know, this was only 16 Alzheimer patients. I mean, it is a very, very tiny study. And things like this can take years to study, but they're on to something. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about vitamins killing us. What? As well as some online dating fraud, and if the PSA is worth it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like the death certificate has been made public on Steve Jobs, and it turns out that in addition to Steve Jobs having pancreatic cancer, it was actually respiratory arrest that caused his death. They do believe the cancer had spread, and that's what possibly made his lungs weak. But his cause of death has now been made known. And again, we are still all shocked by his loss. Man was gifted. I tell you, just gifted. What foresight. We talked about him, last week, working for Atari and Hewlett Packard. I mean, just when you look at the technology timeline, not only from with his life, but just with the way we've gone. I mean, remember Pong? Us playing Pong. Remember how cool that was? I mean, to transform our TV from what was just, from Gilligan's Island reruns to being able to play Pong, I thought that this was, just the future. And now look at what we could do with our smartphones, et cetera. You know, and now we're getting text neck. I tell you, just phenomenal. Okay, now, in Japan, they're already starting to screen the Fukushima children for thyroid. Apparently, they're starting health checkups of the 360,000 children amid worries that the radiation from the crippled nuclear plant back in May could already be causing issues. Now, they're already saying that some of these children are starting to show thyroid disorders. Now, again, they can't link that yet. I mean, this would be pretty quickly, of course, especially if, God forbid any of them are developing thyroid cancer. Remember we were talking about the potassium iodide tablets? All that was doing was to block the thyroid from picking up the radioactive iodide so that the thyroids wouldn't get cancer. It wouldn't necessarily prevent them from hypothyroid or any of the other types of cancer, leukemia, etc. Of course, already they've found reported cases of contaminated water, beef, vegetables, tea, and seafood due to the Fukushima nuclear disaster. But now what they're doing is they're now examining children. And so we'll see what comes of that. I mean, very, very scary. Very scary stuff. Okay, now, the U.S. Task Force Friday, so this was last week, recommended against routine prostate cancer screening. Of course they did. Of course they did. You know, the U.S. Preventive Task Force, remember, these are the guys that said, don't do a mammogram and wait till you're 50. Remember, they need to find ways to save money. Okay, remember, they're coming up with the skeleton healthcare plan that they want health insurance companies to come up with, and if not, they're going to take over, which is going to be the public option coming back at us. And PSAs are kind of costly, so of course they want it out of the mix. They want it out of the mix. So we talked about this in the earlier show. Again, they've knocked the recommendation down to a D. I think the D means duh. But for them, they say there's a moderate or high certainty that the service has no benefit and that the harms outweigh the benefits. And we talked about how I understand that a lot of men that are getting biopsies and are found not to have cancer, the procedure was pretty barbaric for them, getting multiple biopsies. And I think they take 17 samples, but they take a lot. You could have a lot of bleeding, a lot of pain. And I understand it's pretty difficult. I mean, I've had a breast biopsy, and even though that's difficult, I couldn't imagine undergoing the prostatic biopsy, because the prostatic biopsy, they don't put you to sleep, I don't think. So very, 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 very difficult. However, I'm going to tell you right now, every one of my patients I diagnosed prostate cancer with has been very, very happy we ran the PSA. And we've talked about the PSA extensively on the show, where you could have a normal PSA, but if it jumps greater than 0.5, that could be indicative that something's going on. Well, the reason why the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is saying, look, there's no benefits really to the screening, is one argument is you'll outlive, or the prostate cancer, by the time the prostate cancer is so slow that you'll die of something else before the prostate cancer kills you. Now, that is assuming they're, again, thinking a 65-year-old male is a senior. I can't tell you how many of my men are going into their 80s, 85 years old. I mean, I know that the whole life expectancy number, it's all circulating around. I think men now, life expectancy is, 70 to 71 years old. I think they need to change that number around, okay? Men are living longer. They're living longer, thank heavens. So if you're 65 years old and you still have a few decades left, yes, you may want the prostate cancer addressed. All right. I took care of a gentleman when I did ER. When I was working in the emergency room, he had a fall. And the fall wasn't that bad a fall, but I diagnosed him with a cervical fracture. And so I had to send him to Las Vegas. I was at Lake Havasu at the time to see a neurosurgeon. And, I go, this is odd. This is odd. A fall that small fractured your cervical vertebrae. So we ran a PSA, and we figured out that it was prostate cancer that went to his neck, the bones. Prostate cancer will go to the bones. It disintegrated the bone such that when he fell, the cervical vertebrae just absolutely crumbled. Now, I had him in a cervical collar, and he wanted to take it off to pee. And I said, look, can we give you a little, what do you call it? It's not a urinal. It's a, I can't even believe I forget. It's one of those kind of bedside urinal things where you could pee in it and urinate in it. I'm sorry. And, no, he didn't want to do it and he got mad. Well, the helicopter came. We put him on the helicopter. It turns out he decided to get up. For some reason, he ripped off his collar, snapped his neck, became paralyzed, died a couple weeks later. Now, why am I telling you this? why am I telling you this? Why not? Because this was a gentleman that was fairly healthy, but the prostate cancer went to his neck, disintegrated his bones, A simple trip caused him to break his neck, needing surgery. He decided he didn't want to wear the collar, became paralyzed, and died. And the start of it was prostate cancer. So that prostate cancer, apparently he had long enough to cause metastasis to the bones and disintegration of the bones. Now, that's not going to happen to each and every prostate cancer patient, but to me, that exemplified, I don't care how slow-growing the cancer it is, find it and treat it early. But again, remember, we got to be very, very careful with this U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. Their job is to decide what's a waste of money and what isn't. As far as I'm concerned, my dad, my uncle, my neighbor, my patients, my future grandchildren, I want them taken care of. I don't want them having metastatic disease to the bones. So remember, whenever these task force or whenever the task force comes out with guidelines saying wait, you know, till you're 50 to have a mammogram or don't get the PSA, you sit down with your doctor, you talk about your risk, you talk about the benefits, and if it's something you want, get it. True, you may have to later pay cash. You know what's happening. What's happening now is they're deciding what the bare minimum needs to be in a typical healthcare package. And insurance companies are then going to use this bare minimum. So any of us wanting anything that we used to be able to get is going to be considered extra, and we're going to have to come out of pocket. If I were you guys, I'd start saving money now. Because insurance is going to cover less and less and less because they have to pay for more and more people. And I am really shocked that they're going after this. I'm not shocked they're going after the PSA, but I am really, really disappointed because this is, we've found so many prostate cancers early. And I'm going to tell you something. Treating prostate cancer early is a heck of a lot easier than treating it later. Okay, now, let's talk about, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Study came out today saying vitamins may increase death risk in older women. Now, they're using the Iowa's Women's Health Study. They looked at women from the 1980s. They looked at about 38,000 women in the records, and they found that they had an increased risk of death if they had taken iron, especially iron, vitamin B6, folic acid, magnesium, zinc, and copper. Now, they don't know why there was an increased risk of death, and surprisingly so, they said the calcium supplements had actually a less chance of death and actually a reduced risk, even though months ago we were talking about how calcium supplements possibly caused increased calcium plaque in the coronaries. Now, I don't know what to do with this because, you know, we all are told to take multivitamins if we're deficient in our vegetables, but I guess we got to go for natural. I wouldn't panic yet. We need more data. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
All right, everybody boogie. All right, come on, let's boogie. Boogie's good exercise, guys. Do you know how to boogie? See, we don't boogie anymore. We boogied in the 70s, maybe a little bit in the 80s. We got to boogie again. When you boogie, you shake your booty. You're kind of burning some weight. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. This was fascinating. You know, in England, they're going to test this idea. They don't have enough people donating organs. So what they're going to do is they're going to actually advertise the idea that the country will pay for your funeral if you offer to be an organ donor. Is that crazy? But apparently Britain's health system really needs organ donors. Now, this wouldn't be for live donors who are voluntarily giving up a kidney or bone marrow or liver. Uh-uh. This is for the people that donate organs once they die. Now, this has kind of brought up some controversy, but apparently there's 18 million people in the UK that have signed up to donate organs, but only about 1,000 people a year actually do so. Because remember, just because you offer to be an organ donor when you die, it doesn't mean they could use your organs. Or it doesn't mean you died in a circumstance such that the organs can be harvested. So Britain has apparently the lowest rate of organ donation in Europe and half the rate of the U.S. Now, we already know, you know, in the U.S., we have a scarcity of organ donations. So what they're going to try to do is say, look, if you sign up to be an organ donator or an organ donor, we will pay for your funeral. Now, I'd be a little nervous, you know, with my family. You know, they'd be like, okay, oh, man, take them all. You know, I mean, funerals in our family just level us. We come from a family that was pretty poor. And so in 1 year, my grandmother and my father died. Neither of them had life insurance. Neither of them had savings. So one option one of our other family members had was to cremate. And I know that wasn't in either of their best wishes. So I was the one that paid for both their funerals. And it completely emptied out her bank account. The funerals are expensive. And I know people think, well, Dr. Dahlia, you should have planned ahead. No, no, no. I don't get to make that decision. You know, I mean, in our family, a lot of them, they would not talk about planning and funeral planning. I mean, in fact, when I had to, you know, design or come up with a graveyard and, you know, pay for the plot, they were pushing that I buy my mother's. And I'm like, you know, but then I'm like, well, wait a second, you know, we weren't prepared for my father. Maybe we should, you know, and my mom was just sickened by the thought. She's like, I don't want to hear it. And so, you know, in my family, they just don't. They don't talk about death. They don't plan. But it really was devastating when they died. Not only was it devastating on us, obviously, emotionally, but I had to pay for 2 funerals in a 3-month period. We were broke, almost went bankrupt. And it was just very frightening. So this is something that they think will really attract people to donate organs, because if they pass away, then the funeral will be on the country and their family won't have to pay. Now, some other experts think maybe this won't help, because when you bring up funeral and associated with organ donor, that may make them nervous and they may run and hide, you know, just like people in my family do. But I don't know, interesting concept. I'd like to see if that works. Because I got to tell you, I think it's fascinating. One of the biggest medical advancements we've had that just still blows my mind away is how we can use other people's organs, suppress your immune system to take the transplant, hope the transplant takes hold. And it just stupefies me that this could work. And, you know, we put other people's body parts into yours. Now, we understand that for some people it is against their religion, and they can't. But, you know, for a lot of people, they don't mind. And, you know, they're able to live with another person's kidneys. And, I mean, Steve Jobs lived with somebody else's liver, you know, for 7 years, you know, past the initial surgery, or 8. So it's fascinating stuff. We'll see if it works, you know. But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know, my funeral, God forbid, my funeral, though, I want it to be a party. I mean, I want it to be a huge party. I don't want people crying at my funeral. I want people having fun. You know, somebody suggested, you know, play excerpts of your show. I'm like, I don't want people to fall asleep during my funeral. I want people to have fun. I want music. I want lots of food. I want an open bar. Hey, I'm dead. So they can pay for it. You know, I want it. I want people remembering the fun. Okay? Because a lot of times what people do is when they're sad. When they're sad, they'll also extrapolate and think of the bad stuff. And, I mean, trust me, there's a lot of bad stuff, okay? And so I don't want people to think of that. Just think of the good stuff. Be happy. Drink. Be merry. But so if the state paid for mine, right, especially with the way the state's cutting corners, they'd probably, you know, just serve water and crackers. So, no, not going to happen. Not going to happen. I'm going to have money put aside so my family can have a DJ. Right. I want one of those disco balls. Right. You know, who knows? Maybe with all the positive, you know, feeling and the positive vibes, maybe I'll come too. You know, well, you know what I'd like them to do at my funeral is hook me up to an AED. Right. I mean, maybe do CPR. You know how you do the limbo at a party? Everybody come over to me in the coffin and do CPR. Maybe I'll be alive and wake up. Remember there was that funeral where it was a baby's funeral, and then the baby starts crying and, you know, wakes up in the middle of the funeral, like, what's going on here? Yeah, that's, yeah, if you guys want to do something at the funeral, perform CPR. All right, here we are on the Dr. Sorry. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, by the way, one subject we're going to talk about this week. It was very, very interesting. We don't have time to talk about it today, but what we're going to talk about on the show later this week is they found that there's certain cilia in the nose that actually will beat after you die. 24 hours after you're dead, they'll still beat. And so when, you know, the CSI division is, you know, finding a body and they're trying to figure out, you know, how long they've been dead, if their cilia is still beating, they can figure out your 24 hours. It's been, you know, 24 hours. Also, there's certain insects that come, and there's a way to figure out how dead somebody is based on the insects. It's kind of cool stuff. So we'll talk about how CSA does what they do. Really, really cool stuff, but from a medical perspective. Okay. Now, I know a lot of this is a scary topic, kind of spooky topic, so let's kind of move into Halloween, because Halloween is going to be coming up. Ooh, ooh, trick or treat. Very, very scary. But they say children are 4 times more likely to be hit by a car on Halloween night than any other night of the year. Also, researchers warn that eye trauma from sharp objects and burns from flammable costumes are also very, very common with Halloween injuries. They estimate 40 million kids aged 5 to 14 will be trick or treating. I never understood that. You know, I'm teaching my kids to beg for food from a stranger. I really never liked the concept, but it's cool because some of these people, you know what we like to do? We like to go to the rich neighborhoods. We like to go, right, because they give whole candy bars. Okay, remember, we grew up poor, so we were getting, you know, some pennies. We were getting Jawbreakers, right, you know. And then finally, we figured out to go with our friends and break into one of the fancy schmancy neighborhoods. They have no idea. They have no idea you don't live there. And then you get the good stuff. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to travel to a fancy schmancy neighborhood, right? Okay, but here's the thing. A lot of injuries. We talked about this with my kids. They zigzag. Don't let them zigzag, okay? What I want you all to do, and if you haven't done it yet, you need to. If you have, you're doing it right. Make sure you go as a group. Make sure you have a group. And parents should be a diamond around the group, a north, south, east, west. And all the parents should have flashlights. And wave those flashlights around, because cars that are speeding around the corner, or if somebody could be drunk, remember, kids, they walk on the sidewalk, but on Halloween, they love the freedom of walking in the street. And I see my kids do that. They'll purposely walk on the outside of the group so they get to walk on the asphalt. They're all excited. You know, I get to walk on the street. They're all excited about that. But those are the kids who are going to get clipped by cars. So what you need to do is have parents in that diamond, kind of like a you know, military shield, and all parents have a flashlight and wave the flashlight around, because a lot of these kids, they're wearing the dark ghouly costumes. I like to put those little fluorescent lights on them. My kids won't let me. They say it ruins the costume. I have this pink fluorescent light I like to put on them. They won't. My boys won't let me do it. I don't know why. So that's what I recommend. Also, you know, check the candy. We have an X-ray machine, so we offer, you know, every year that we'll X-ray the candy. The problem is, you know, by the time we finish our trick-or-treating, get to the office, you know, everybody's already in bed. So, you know, we haven't really been able to do that. But, you know, check the candy. Do not let the kids put any candy. Make sure you know the houses of the people that gave the candy. And be careful out there, and don't let them touch the jack-o'-lanterns with the fire. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up. If you are not listening to us on GCN Live, then we will talk to you tomorrow. Be safe and call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll play them on air. Y'all be safe.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.